Next on this Halloween show, I'm going to play you a strange piece of my own entitled Who's Laughing? It was written in 1989. The genesis of Who's Laughing was a conversation I was having with friends on the subject of laugh tracks, which are used in situation comedy programs on television. We were discussing what an unreal quality they sometimes have and what a manipulative tool of the producer they really are. Then someone brought up the fact, or perhaps it's a canard, that many of the laugh tracks made in the 40s and 50s are still in use, so most people whom you hear laughing at the show you are watching are now dead. This piece is not programmatic, so don't try to figure it out, but is an expression of the feelings I have about these matters. It is written for synthesizer and tape and includes 7 sections. Before the piece begins, you'll hear the sounds of a pre-concert audience. When I perform this live, we let the real audience come into the hall and settle down, and just before dimming the lights, we start the tape and dim the lights, so the audience experiences a moment of confusion as it continues to hear audience sounds after it thinks it has stopped making them. Then the music begins with a prelude for synthesized flute and koto. This is followed by a movement or section called sitcom. Here, the music represents sitcom characters of a nuclear family consisting of mother, father, big brother, little sister. So you can invent your own sitcom story with these characters as you listen to them and the canned laughter of the deceased. After the sitcom, there is an interlude, followed by 2 chorales, a song, which you may find surprising, and an epilogue. I am performing all of the instruments via a synthesizer, including one of the oboes in the oboe duet. The other oboe is performed by Catherine Paulou with vocal accompaniment by Cody. The piece lasts about 18 minutes. Not typical of my usual work, by the way. And now, who's laughing?